I'm here in the Oxford University Museum of Natural History with Lee Von Biss, the photographer behind Microsculpture. Can you tell us a bit about the exhibition, please?
The exhibition is basically macro photography on a supersized scale. I've been working with the museum for 2 years now, using their collection to photograph for my student down in Wiltshire. And basically I've been creating images that are maybe bigger and more magnified than people are normally used to. Some of the images in the exhibition are going up to 3 metres. And, you know, that's from an insect that's only 10 millimetres long. So, it's gone down well. I think the response so far has been amazing.
And you started photographing insects for practical reasons, I believe. How soon did it become a labour of love?
Pretty soon. Well, I mean, after the first one, to be honest with you, after you go into creatures at this magnification, they're beautiful, they're stunning. And because you can't see them like this with the naked eye, everything you see is new. You know, everything's a surprise. So, you know, after I shot the first insect that my boy gave me, after that, you know, it was no looking back. And after about 4 or 5 found insects that I was working with, I contacted the museum to see if I could use theirs or use their, you know, delve into their archive. They said yes, and that's where we got to now. So that was almost 2 years ago.
And technically, it seems like a very difficult process throughout. How have you solved those technical difficulties?
Trial and error. There's no other way around it. You know, there's a basic system that you can set up, and you know, the actual process that I use is fairly tried and tested, and there's a lot of people do it. All I'm doing really is taking it a step further, where I am, you know, breaking the bug down into many different sections and lighting those sections in a controlled manner. So I'm taking a lot of my commercial lighting techniques and, you know, working on different parts of the insect to try and make each element of the insect as beautiful as possible. So, I mean, in essence, you know, if an insect is broken down into 30 different sections, whether it's an eye or an antennae or something like that, you know, you just treat every little section like a small still life. You know, so, you know, 30 different, you know, still life images and then brought together as one.
How long does it take to take the photos and how long to stitch them all together?
Depends on the size of the insect. You know, for example, an insect that is maybe 15 to 20 millimetres long is one of the bigger ones, and that would take somewhere around maybe 3 days to shoot. And then it would take probably about another 4 to 5 days to process all that information, all the images, and then another week to retouch. So all in all, somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks generally for one of the larger insects. Something smaller that is maybe 7 to 10 millimetres long would be closer to 2 weeks in total.
Is your sports photography, does that use a combination of lots of photos, or is that one click at the perfect moment?
It depends. Advertising work, generally in advertising, you work and build up composites. So you'll shoot different elements of a picture, and it all comes together in the post-production stage. And that's the kind of sports work I do. I don't sit on the side of a football pitch and shoot live action anymore. So there's certain elements of that that's come into my into this project. I think what's useful is I've got, you know, experience with lighting and post-production, and that sort of has helped with this.
How much of this process is developed entirely by you, and how much of it is, has it been used for anything else, a similar sort of process?
You know, like I said before, it's the process that I'm using essentially isn't that new. You know, there are lots of macro photographers up and down the country and around the world using very similar techniques and possibly using very similar equipment. You know, what I'm doing, I'm bringing a more artistic style to it, where, you know, I've got a different element where I can use lighting to sculpt my subjects more than most sort of standard macro photographers. And I think that's the main difference. And then, you know, obviously, I'm fortunate in the fact that I've got the time and sort of resources to spend 3 weeks on a single image. You know, I think that's the difference. I think probably a lot of people maybe now give this sort of style of photography a go, which would be great. You know, it's certainly achievable. It's just a matter of patience.
I was going to ask you whether there are any tips for amateurs to attempt anything like this, or do you think it takes the resources of a professional?
No, it's time. It's it's knowledge of lighting, and it's sort of having a vision of what the end goal is, of what you want the final image to look like. Like I say, it's not just taking a picture of an insect. It's sculpting each element of that insect with different lighting. If you think, you know, the contours and the shapes and textures of an eye is very different from the contours, shapes and textures of a hairy leg, sort of example. And so each element needs to have bespoke lighting setups. And that sort of, you know, you need to have a workflow that is very systematic and controlled. So all those different elements, you know that it can all be brought together again in the post-production stage. An amateur could probably, yeah, do a pretty good job with it, I think. It's just... you know, whether they've got the patience for it is the difference.
Do you have a favourite insect to work on?
I think all the insects in the exhibition are wonderful. Image-wise, I think there's an orchid cuckoo bee is probably my favourite. So much so that I photographed it twice. It's the only one I photographed twice. And when it takes like 3 weeks to produce one image, that's sort of quite a commitment. So that one or possibly the tiger beetle. Which just looks bizarre. You know, it's got very beautiful iridescent colours, and you know, it's a stunning insect.
And you've had a delve in the depths of the museum. I guess this museum is a bit iceberg-like. You don't see most of it if you're in the general public.
No, not at all. I mean, the actual room that they house most of their insects is stunning. You know, they've got two sides. They've got an older one which is houses some of their, and they've got a newer side to it, much more modern. But I think, you know, from my side of things, it's like, you know, being a kid in a sweet shop, you know, and I'm very lucky that they gave me the sort of the opportunity to play with their specimens, you know, and trust me, you know, it's quite, it's fortunate, you know, and I'm very grateful for their trust.
Is there a scientific application to seeing the insects on this scale? Could you discover that one species is in fact two or something?
Since I released the work into the public, you know, I've had emails from entomologists from all over the world. You know, professors thanking me for, you know, producing these images because they're finding them useful to, you know, to be able to study these creatures at this sort of scale. I've had museums all around the world ask me to do the same with their collections, and so obviously there is a scientific use to them. I think, you know, what these images do, they make this, you know, the studying of these specimens just essentially more palatable and easier to do. Like the old traditional way of viewing these creatures down through a microscope, hunched over a microscope, looking through one eye, having to, you know, focus up and down the insects so you can see different sections. You know, what these do allow you to sort of step back and study a fully focused specimen with ease. So, you know, it'd be nice to know that that sort of people within the science community are finding them useful. That seems to be the response, anyway.
So do you have a plan for the next thing that you're going to photograph on this sort of scale? There's Pitt Rivers next door. I don't know if you've had a look around there, but it's full of magical things.
Well, there's a few things in the pipeline. I'm working on a video at the moment. Again, sort of macro-based video. I've had offers of a more commercial nature. I'm working with a company that produces microchips at the moment. I'm shooting some of their products. There's a million one ways it could go. and obviously, you know, the main thing is lots and lots of requests to shoot more insects, which is fine. You know, I'll do that all day long.
Did you already like insects, or have you become a convert?
No, I've always liked it. You know, I remember playing with insects as a child. And I live in a very small village in the countryside. I'm surrounded by nature day in, day out. And it's I'm a city boy, essentially. I grew up in London, and, you know, I lived in London most of my life. We only moved out a short while ago. And so living in the countryside is like being on holiday for me every day. So I probably notice more things in the country than people have been there all their lives. So I've always been interested in nature. And you know, obviously now I've got a more focus in interest in the small world, shall we say.
Who's easier to work with, insects or celebrities?
Insects. Celebrities can be wonderful. Others can be hard work. insects, because, like I say, you know, one of the reasons why I did this project was that, you know, I find sometimes in the commercial photography, you know, we treat images and photography as quite a disposable medium. You know, disposable, I mean that we're saturated with images at the moment. You know, everywhere you go, there's pictures everywhere, and I just don't think the quality is that great anymore. You know, and so, you know, sometimes if I'm with a celebrity, you know, it depends on how far up the food chain they are. You know, the higher up they are, you might only have 5 minutes with them. And then it's, you know, as simple as that. You might be setting up for 3-4 hours for a 5-minute shoot. And that's one of the reasons I did this, is where, you know, I wanted these images to have a bit more weight to it. You know, there's a lot that go in, there's a lot of blood, sweat and tears that go into producing these images. And for me, they've got more value. They've got a certain amount of weight and gravitas, and, you know, and that sets it apart from maybe a lot of commercial celebrity work.
Thank you very much. The Microsculpture exhibition is running at the Oxford University Museum of Natural History from the 27th of May to the 30th of October 2016.